All right, yeah. So this video is really kind of, I want to hear, like, if anybody happens to watch this video and thinks, you know, about what I'm saying, I would love to hear other people's opinion on this. Now, I got done talking to my father last night about this. How, okay, I got one girl right now, like, she is like, this girl is a total freak, right? And when you look at pictures of her, she legitimately looks like she's a librarian. Like, she looks like a librarian type, you know, like she's tall. She's taller than me. If I'm if I was like this tall standing up, she's about here, right? She's taller than me. So I'm 5'7", so she's probably about 5'10". Tall, skinny. She looks great, but she looks like if you were to see her, you would think she was a lame librarian type. And that girl is like probably one of the biggest freaks I've ever had. Counting the brothels and counting the other girls I had threesomes, counting the girls in South America, counting the hookers I had in college, counting all those women, she is probably this girl I have, the one girl I have right now, is probably by far the most freakiest one. And when you look at her, you would never think it. You would like if because I remember when it became clear like what I had. I had better go out to eat somewhere. And it hit me. It like it clicked in my head. Like when I was sitting at the table with her, if I had been just another guy who walked in the place and she was right there, the thought would have never crossed my mind that she would do what she does in bed. You know, like how I talked about other videos that you piss on her, you spit in her face, spit in her mouth, all types. There would be no way I would guess that she would be into that. And it's weird how that works because it's like I don't want to say it's like this every time, but a lot of the times it's the girls who it's like the more sexier they dress. It's like, okay, the logic I have on it is the prettier they are, the worse they're going to actually perform in bed a lot of times, the more awkward they're going to be. It's like women know if, I don't know, in this scenario, it's almost as if women know that they're actually pretty bad at sex. So if they can just dress up and look pretty, that can make up for it. And with some women, it can kind of make up for it because you'll see a lot of porn. I mean, everybody watches porn. You'll see some porn on Pornhub or whatever. And the girl, I mean, like her body is beautiful. Some girls' bodies are enough to get you off. And just by just like, you know, just doing some light humping and just watching her body just exist. That can be enough. But like I said, at the core of it, like, see, once you have enough of those types of girls, when they're just physically beautiful, you come to see that, look, a lot of these girls are just bad performers in actual sex. They're just shitty at sex. And looking back on my past, the best ones, I tell you, okay, the other nasty one I had, weirdly enough, she was a tomboy girl. Now, she didn't look like a tomboy. Like, if you would see her, you would say she looked kind of rough, but she didn't do the tomboy, like the dyke thing. Like, she had long hair, but she just carried herself like a little tomboyish. And to be honest with you, when I first met her, I was actually, and I'm not joking with you, I was afraid of her when I first met her. I would say her name, but it's kind of a descriptive name, so I'm not going to say her name. But I still remember when I first met her. She came and got in my car, and because I was supposed to give her a ride somewhere, and I was legitimately like kind of afraid of her because like she looked like she carried herself a little tomboyish. And see, that was when I learned after messing with her and then sharing that story with other guys. See, that tomboyish thing is an act because though a lot of times those tomboyish women are the most delicate women. That are and they're the most they're the women who want to please the most, and they got hurt so bad that they threw up this whole protective layer of being rough and tough. And when you get them to fuck you, they will do anything you want. And the reason why, like I said, why they're such tomboys is because they've done it. They'll spill their heart out to you sexually, and then guys in the past just, you know, threw them away, and it hurt their feelings. So now they're like tough. See, like whenever a woman's tough, there's a reason why she got there. And it what a lot of times it's not just natural. Like something hurt her feelings and she felt like she had to take it out in her just basic existence to scare people off again. But yeah, And looking back, I can pretty much like kind of like the crazy hot matrix. It's I can pretty much do the same thing with the pretty and actually good at sex matrix, like pretty versus sex ability matrix. But it's like opposite. Like if she's really pretty, she's gonna be at the bottom of sexual performance. As like almost like the uglier she gets, like the higher she goes in sexual performance. Like, or okay, I won't say uglier. I would say the lesser chance you would think that she would perform well. That's the one who's going to perform well. That's what I'll say. It's like I said, this girl I have now, she's pretty off the chain. And like, if you were to walk in and see her, I'm going to try to get her to come over and record a video so you guys can see her. She doesn't speak English, so she's not going to know anything I'm saying anyway. But I'm going to try to and bring her in and have her in here right here. And you're going to see, like I would never guess. That girl that girl takes piss to the face, spit in her mouth, you know, and slapped around, throat choked, all that shit. And she loves all of it. I mean, she's not ugly by any means. She's not ugly, but she would just not. She looks, she's that pretty white girl librarian. Like, you just would never guess she's in. She would, like, if you had a, okay, let's say if you had brought her to me and told me she does all this, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And you go over there like, yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's what she does. So what I want to do, if anybody who may watch this has any stories or something, like, I want to hear your side of like what was your experiences like with either, or maybe you found a girl who dressed like a model, blah blah blah, and she lived in sex she lived up to it, and she did, you know, she fully lived up to she had the whole package. Like, I don't think I've ever had that. I may remember a case as soon as I turned the video off. But I've never had a girl who was like legit gorgeous and then also was above and beyond in sex. I don't think I've ever had that. I had one beautiful girlfriend I'm thinking of now. The only reason I loved her body because she was like that like my type of woman is like, she's skinny, but there's absolutely no muscle mass. And she's also like, you know, got a shape to her body, but she's still skinny. But there's no muscle mass. Like, my perfect scenario is to find like a skinny girl and don't let her pick up anything. I will pick her up to walk her up the steps because I want her legs to be just like when I squeeze it, my fingers just sink in almost damn near to the bone because it's just like, it's just fat. Like, that's what I want, like that. So I had one girl like that, and I mean, she would do pretty much anything, but she wasn't like. You would have to tell her to do it. And at the time I was also a little younger, so I wasn't brave enough to ask for like all the things I really wanted. But she probably, looking back, she probably would have done a lot of the things I really wanted. But I used to be super beta, man. I just didn't have, but she was like my type. She was skinny, but her legs were just like fat. There was no muscle mass at all, you see. So when you grabbed her, you could almost, if she was laying down, you could almost like grab her ass, squeeze it by the fat, and pick her up by her ass almost. But it wasn't like droopy ass. Like, she looked great, but that's where I'm getting at. Like, you could almost like grab the ass like a pillow, and then your fingers sink in, and then you just pick it up. You could if you were strong enough. You know, with all you had, your chest muscles working out, you could do it. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is like my perfect woman. Doesn't matter what color she is, as long as she's not like dark, dark black. But even if she was dark, dark black, I think if she was that type of body build, I could do it. Doesn't matter. I'll even take points off the face if her body's like that and she's willing to go. Like, that is my type. But at the end, like, you never know. See, that's the crazy part about when you're like fucking bitches is this, like. You never know which one is the good dick sucker. You see what I'm saying? Like, you never know which one, when she bends over, she knows how to arch her back perfectly. You just, like, there's no way to tell. Like, when you walk down the street, like women don't walk around with signs on saying like, yeah, I can deep throat a 12-inch dildo. Like, they don't walk, so you never know. So you have to just you have to just do the numbers game and just, you know, and you have to end up breaking hearts and blah, blah, blah to get around to. Like I said, now I don't like to break hearts. So that's another reason why I just buy hookers. Okay. Because I don't like to lead women on when I know I just want to see if they can do X, Y, Z in bed. Like that's my, you know, unless she's like in a rare occasion, I find a woman who's genuinely got a decent personality, which is rare. Most women just don't understand like a legitimate decent personality. But most women don't. By the time they will have catapulted to stardom. Those are the ones that you see who are in movies and stuff like that a lot of times because they genuinely had decent personalities to be around. Most women just don't have it. So see, for those other women, they gotta go to work. That's where you're gonna be because nobody won't be around them outside of fucking them. But yeah, like you just never know. You never know which girl, like, okay, for instance, I hate missionary position. And I've met girls who I can legitimately enjoy missionary position with. Cause something about how they just are, they're, you know, they're performing. And I can do missionary. It's been a handful of women, but some women I genuinely like missionary sex with. And another position I hate is cowboy. Now I like reverse cowboy because I love to see a woman's back and her ass, but I don't like regular cowboy because I just don't like the position. I just don't like it. I don't like it. But like I said, there's been a handful of women who I can like it, like and they can get me off like this, but it's been a few. It's not been a lot, man. It's been so few where I can say. Whereas if I found a new woman and I had to pick one position to leave out, it would be cowgirl or missionary. Those two would be the two positions that I completely leave out. I'd rather have a bitch like if I'm sitting down, she sits like facing that way. Where all you would be able to see is just like her back and ass bouncing up and down. I would rather that position than missionary and cowgirl. Now reverse cowgirl. I'm all down for that. Like I said, my thing is seeing the shape of their back and their ass and their ass, like how it like bends at the leg. Like that is that's what I love. But you just never know when you're getting with girls. Like now I might meet a girl. She can be horrible at doggy style and reverse cowgirl. And something about her is just working for missionary for me. Like you never know. And that's the part that says, so I want to hear if anybody that happens to watch this, And it's thinking like, yeah, like I got stories, but like definitely leave me stories because I want to hear it from another person's perspective.